In this bulletin, no new cases of COVID-19 in Western Australia. An out-of-control bushfire threatens homes in the Perth Hills. And cricket legend Merv Hughes is the latest name to be inducted into the Australian Cricket Hall of Fame. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. No new cases of coronavirus have been recorded in WA after a record day of testing on the first day of a lockdown. Premier McGowan says it's an encouraging result, but the virus could still be circulating in the community.
Unless it's absolutely necessary, please stay home. As the police commissioner said yesterday, don't look for a reason to leave your home. For now, until Friday 6 p.m. at least, stay home and stay safe.
An emergency warning has been issued for a fire in the Perth Hills, which is threatening homes in WA. Fire crews are responding to the 6,000-hectare blaze, and up to 30 homes are believed to have been destroyed. The weather conditions are being described as volatile, and an evacuation centre has been established at Brown Park in Swanview. A Labor MP is warning the Liberals' Craig Kelly could threaten Australia's coronavirus response through his use of social media. The Federal Opposition is concerned about coronavirus misinformation spreading online through the Facebook page of Craig Kelly. Labor leader Anthony Albanese fears that Mr. Kelly's behaviour is hampering vaccination efforts and could put people's health at risk. Mark Butler is urging the Prime Minister to outline how he's going to stop Mr. Kelly from undermining the national COVID-19 campaign.
At some point, the Prime Minister needs to act. Of course I'm concerned about the amplification. I don't do this lightly. Anthony Albanese doesn't do this lightly. But this fellow has a social media through Facebook reach that's vastly greater than the Department of Health's Facebook reach.
In finance news, the Reserve Bank has left interest rates unchanged at a record low. The central bank's key cash rate has been at 0.1% since November 2020. Reserve Bank Governor Philip Lowe says the board will not increase the rate until actual inflation is sustainable and within the 2 to 3 year target range. The AFL's boss, Gil McLachlan, says he would have used different words to comment on a damning report into systemic racism at the Collingwood Football Club. The league's chief executive has spoken to Magpies president Eddie Maguire, who's been criticised for his performance at a press conference. Mr. Maguire described the release of the report as a day of pride for the club. And Mr. McLachlan admits he would have chosen different words. Mr. McLachlan wants the focus to be on the contents of the report, not individuals, as he calls for an industry-wide approach to the issue of racism.
I think the articulation, I didn't agree with it, and I think yesterday was more a sobering and confronting day, we had that conversation.
Former Australian fast bowler Merv Hughes has been inducted into the National Cricket Hall of Fame. Hughes was born in country Victoria and carved out an international cricket career, claiming 212 test wickets at an average of 28.38. He says he's grateful for his family's support and that the 1989 Ashes tour is a career highlight.
To come in alongside some of the names that are in there, it's a little bit overwhelming and obviously a little bit emotional, but very, very happy with it. So to the Cricketing Hall of Fame, to the MCC, to Cricket Australia, to the Australian Cricket Association, very much appreciated.
Well, now tomorrow's weather. Perth, sunny and 34. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 28. Melbourne, mostly sunny, 26. Hobart, partly cloudy, 19. Canberra, mostly sunny, 25. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 22. Sydney, similar conditions, 25. Newcastle, much the same, 25 degrees. Brisbane, showers, 27. Cairns, partly cloudy, 32. And Darwin, showers and a possible storm, and 30 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.